From Port Everglades, Florida, this is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Here's your cruise news for Friday, November 12, 2021. Carnival Cruise Line has announced the name of its next mega LNG ship, and it'll be Carnival Jubilee. The vessel will be the third in the line's Excel class following Mardi Gras in the upcoming Carnival Celebration that's due out next November. Jubilee will home port in Galveston, Texas starting in 2023 and operate seven-night Western Caribbean itineraries. Carnival Jubilee is named after Carnival Cruise Line's former 1986-built ship Jubilee. Bookings for the vessel will open early next year. Yeah, blowing the horn. Sail away from Port Everglades. Gotta love it. And Royal Caribbean has announced the godmother of its new ship, Odyssey of the Seas, which we're currently sailing on. It is none other than the Bahamian paratriathlete Erin Brown. During her time as a collegiate track and field star, the now 41-year-old athlete competes at the international level. Brown will name and christen Odyssey during a ceremony in Port Everglades on Saturday. And finally, Norwegian Cruise Line has opened up more sailings from late 2023 through summer of 2024. Those horns just keep blowing behind me. The new itineraries feature 35 departure ports, including some new ones for the brand. Highlights include the Hawaii and Alaska Fire and Ice itineraries, a two-week Christmas markets cruise in the Mediterranean, and a seven-night Bermuda cruise with 3 days docked at the island. And cruise line stocks were down on Thursday. Carnival Corporation down 2%, 23.02. Royal Caribbean down 2.7, 86.30. And Norwegian down 1.6, 26.30. Breaking news and up-to-the-minute industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. Aboard Royal Caribbean's Odyssey of the Seas, sailing out of Port Everglades with a bunch of whistles and air horns and everything behind me. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today. Have a great weekend.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.